Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo. Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker and Rob G filling in for Chris Broussard for a second consecutive day. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
Let's do it live!
That's right, Bill, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
That's right, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. What a show we have for you. Greg Jennings is coming up in about 25
Greg
minutes.
Greg Jennings.
30 minutes. Yeah, we'll talk to him. Some NFL stuff. Eddie House, the former NBA The NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. We'll talk to him in the second hour. And Funky Cole, Mark Medina from NBA.com. That's right. We'll come around in the final hour of the program. Let's welcome in Rob G filling in for Chris Broussard. And once again, prayers go out to Chris Broussard,
Absolutely.
His family, and he's handling family matters, so we just will hold down the ship.
Much
Rob
more
G.
important than a radio show, that's
yes.
for sure.
So everybody, send out those warm thoughts and prayers to the Broussard family, including Chris and his wife, Crystal.
Yes.
What's happening? How are you?
I'm doing all right, considering my Lakers found a way to, you know, break my heart and then make me happy and then break it again, you know, in a span of, what, 30 minutes of real time. But other than that, I'm doing good.
Loved every minute of it. And not because I was rooting against the Lakers. I had on, unfortunately, on Shekel City, it was 3.5 when I made the bet.
Right.
3.5. But when I made the Shekel City. But when I placed the bet, it moved up to 4. So I didn't get all three of my... I got two of the three, and the other one was a tie.
Right.
So I wound up not winning the 350. I won like 180.
Oh, which beg my pardon, you know, Rob Parker.
Yeah, I'm still upset. I wanted to win the whole shebang. You know what I mean? I mean, I couldn't believe it for 1 point. I'm going to have to go without. That means I can't eat what I want. I can't hang out. That means I can't. When I go to Dallas this week, I can only this weekend, I can only have one steak.
Wow. You know, Rob, if you would have won the Shekel City trifecta, would you have brought us lunch, or you still would have only brought food for yourself? Like a very selfish multimillionaire that you are.
You guys don't eat what I eat, so I don't want to bring you anything. Like, I don't want to pollute Alex. I don't want to pollute anybody else.
That's a good excuse.
Is that a good excuse?
I mean, it doesn't hold water, but I'm glad that you came up with it on your drive in as you came in with your extra large Diet Coke and fries and a Big Mac and, you know, an ice cream sundae to go. And then you were thinking, like, oh, I didn't get anything from anyone else. Here's my excuse. I know Alex is too healthy. I don't want to get him anything.
Yeah, don't bracket me in with Rob G in the same kind of thing. That's a disgrace to me almost. Come on now.
Yeah, Rob, you know what you're doing. You're just trying to...
I'm trying to be nice. You guys, wait. Forget about you talking about me bringing in a little food. Wait till I give out the Christmas presents this Friday.
Oh,
and
no.
Don't open them until Christmas.
Okay.
Can't promise.
Well, I'm not going to be here on Friday anyway, so that's easy for me.
You get yours today.
Okay, cool.
But
I won't open it until
Don't open it until Christmas. It's wrapped with Christmas paper.
It's going to be me and my daughter opening gifts on Christmas morning, both eagerly awaiting to see what's inside.
All right. You probably have an idea, but you know what I mean. If it doesn't
say Odd Couple on, I'll be very disappointed,
Nothing with Odd Couple. I didn't give you anything with Odd Couple last year.
So it doesn't mean I don't like it.
Oh,
I like telling Covino and Rich before when we exchange in the studio, like, right. Hey, you got a nice sweatshirt, but I got a Jordan brand. I got an Adidas. I got a Jack Nicklaus golf shirt. You know,
we need a Puma one now.
I know,
Rob.
New Balance stuff.
All right, well we'll
Reebok.
We'll work on that. So let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We wouldn't be able to do this fine program without them. Of course, Rob G is producing and. Also doing the co-hosting.
Trying to.
Alex, of course, our engineer.
One could say Rob G is very able-bodied today.
He is. Double able-bodied.
I'll take it.
Brandon is answering the phones for us and helping out.
Love Brandon.
And Monsi Bolaños.
Yeah.
Monsi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monsi. How are you? Okay, good. All right. Let's get started, Rob G. This story came around, and I think, you know, people looked at it. And didn't think about the significance of it. The NBA is naming trophies now, right?
Right.
They came out, they announced that if you win, have the best record in the regular season, you get a trophy for the best regular season record.
The participation award.
Named after the first commissioner of the NBA that nobody knew.
Yes.
Okay, that name. I just was like, what's that? But also, the best defensive player, right? Is it...
Hakeem the Dream.
Hakeem got that. But the bigger one was the MVP. And it's named after Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Hello, is this on? All of you LeBron fans who have been holding on to this flimsy that LeBron is the best player. LeBron is the best basketball player we've ever seen. He's so versatile. He can do everything. He's been to the finals 40 times. What are you talking about? Look at the team he had in Cleveland. You wouldn't win either if you had those guys. The NBA has spoken, Rob G. They named the MVP trophy after Michael Jordan. MJ, the jump man. It tells you without question who the NBA thinks is the greatest player who ever played, and it ain't the guy currently in season number 20 who's about to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's mark for the most points in the league. It's not LeBron. The NBA. They didn't say, let's wait. Let's wait for LeBron to break Kareem's record. Let's wait for LeBron to win two more titles and catch Michael Jordan. Let's wait. They weren't going to wait because they know come hell or high water or anything else LeBron does from this point on won't change the fact that Michael Jordan is the greatest NBA player, period. Period with a capital P. Don't shake your head, Rob G. You know I'm right. And you LeBron fans, concede. I want you to call up and concede and bow your head, get down on your hands and knees, and thank your maker that you happen to be alive when the NBA named the MVP trophy after Michael Jordan.
Man. Make you want to drop to your knees.
That's right.
Are you done?
I'm done.
You good? Okay.
Rob Parker.
Concede, Rob G. Concede.
Rob, in the immortal words of Christopher Leviticus Bartholomew Broussard Jr. Stop it! Are you kidding me? Rob, the NBA could not name the award after LeBron James because LeBron is still an active player. Can you imagine how awkward that would be if LeBron James walks up at the end of the season when the Lakers finish on a 30-game winning streak to get the number two seed in the Western Conference, and Adam Silver says, with the inaugural LeBron James NBA Most Valuable Player Trophy, here is LeBron James. That would look so awkward and uncomfortable and corny that they couldn't let it happen. That's number one. That's the only reason why LeBron was eliminated from the conversation before it ever happened.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Yes.
Why did they have to name Michael Jordan now, this year? There's no time restraint, no time limp. They could have waited. Wait for LeBron to retire. Wait to see what his career yields. Wait to see if he wins a few more championships. Wait till he passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They could have waited. There was no reason to do it right now. This was them rubbing in LeBron's face right now, saying, go ahead, break Kareem's record. And you know what it matters? That plus 250 will get you on the New York subway.
They only did it now because they're trying to get some positive PR in the middle of the dog days of the NBA season.
The dog days? We're not even at Christmas yet. The season just started.
The dog days start after November 1st all the way until March. That's pretty much what it is in the NBA. Shout out to Kawhi Leonard, who doesn't want to be here anyways. But none of these guys that they named the awards for, you mentioned the Jordan Trophy, George Mikan, Most Improved Player. You mean to tell me there's another guy who personifies Most Improved more than Giannis, who didn't even know what basketball was till he was like 11, and then now he's arguably going to be a top 15 player ever? The John Havlicek Trophy for Sixth Man of the Year.
They didn't even have a sixth man
exactly.
Back when he played.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these awards don't make sense. And whether or not LeBron James should have been considered for the MVP, or I understand why you wouldn't. Number one, because he's a current player, but also because I think he only has four. But if you're going to have insist on naming these awards after a player, why the hell would you settle on Michael Jordan when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has one more NBA MVP than Michael Jordan? It doesn't make sense. All they're trying to do is appease guys like Rob Parker, who can't get enough of his shoes and talking about Michael Jordan on the radio because he wants to get a new fit for Christmas. That's all they're trying to do.
You said Michael Jordan? I need baby oil.
and a cigarette.
I need baby oil and a cigarette. Come on, Rob G, nice try. But this was the NBA, and they spoke. They could have waited. There's no rush. If you really believe LeBron James was the greatest, you could have waited to name it after him. And they didn't do that. Instead, they just said, it's Michael Jordan. End of story. I think if you're a LeBron James fan, you have no answer. You must concede. LeBron, remember that quote? Oh, yeah, when we came back from the Warriors, that's when I knew I was the GOAT. You don't even have a trophy named after you.
He's not going to have a single trophy named because the finals MVP taken. The Western, Eastern Conference
MVPs all done.
Are taken. Preseason MVP, LeBron James.
Who was the NBA? Who was the player who said that they could name the next bubble championship after LeBron?
Evan Turner. Time in trash talk.
Evan Turner. He just said, hey, to name the next bubble championship after LeBron. the LeBron. Or they could always come up with the fofote.
Oh, no.
The finals failure of all time, and they could name that after LeBron. No?
No. Don't get Kawhi ready, Alex.
Yes,
I already hear Kawhi laughing at that joke.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. And come on, Rob G., Did the NBA send a message to LeBron last night? He's not the greatest of all time. He's not the GOAT. The GOAT is Michael Jeffrey Jordan. That's right. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday, Rob Parker and Rob G, better known as Rob Guerra, his government name.
Thank you.
That's right. Here on Fox Sports Radio, stick and stay.
Unless you think that LeBron James is the GOAT in the US of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker and Rob G in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. 877-99 on Fox for you laymen. 877-996-6369. It's real simple. The NBA has spoken, naming the MVP trophy after Michael Jordan. LeBron got the Ziggy. It proves that MJ is the GOAT.
I can't wait to hear people put you in your place, Rob. Let's get it started. Dre is in Michigan. Dre, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Dre?
Rob, what's happening?
How you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Hey, Rob, you can never tell that you think LeBron is the number two by the way you talk about that man.
What?
I ain't never seen nobody ride a number two as hard as you do, man.
But there's a big difference between number one and number two. Number two, you need tissue. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, I liked it.
No, Kawhi did not.
Thanks, Kawhi.
That.
Yes, Kawhi.
You know,
yes.
He get a laugh for that because I kind of thought the same thing, too, after I was saying it. But anyway, but no, they had to give it to Jordan because LeBron's still playing, for one. And two.
No, but they didn't have to give it out now, though, is the point.
Rob, they've been putting out these stupid awards for the last couple of years now. The Magic Johnson Western Conference Award. Come on, man. We ain't never heard no trash like that.
But no,
they
but
had
the...
to give it to Jordan because Jordan took the game global. He made the NBA. The NBA was faltering. Michael Jordan picked it up. I mean, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, they uplifted it, but Jordan took it global.
There's no doubt.
Jordan, is the most valuable.
There's no doubt, but I'm saying if LeBron was truly that guy, they could have waited on him, and they didn't. Thanks for the call, Dre. 877-99 on 5.
All right, let's keep it moving. Someone's going to agree with me. Hopefully it's Mark in Sacramento. Mark, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's going on, gentlemen? I'm breaking the rule again, Rob G, but yeah, I am agreeing with you.
Yes.
I just want to correct, and I want to correct Andre real quick, being an NBA historian. First of all, the merger of the ABA in 77, followed by the invitation of ESPN in 1982, preceded by Magic and Bird's college game. Then came Jordan 81, right after ESPN. He had the avenue with this shoe thing that Rob has 3,000 pairs of. And, of course, he's biased.
What?
He's got so many of them. He's got them in storage. So he's always good. What else would Rob say? And the NBA ain't speaking for me. They're speaking for you. It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's who it should be. But because of political views, they won't do that to him. That has a lot to do with it.
All right, that's fair. At least you know it's not LeBron, no, Mark. That's all. That's fine. I mean, because if they really thought LeBron was that guy,
thanks,
Rob,
the call,
G,
Mark.
They would have waited. They would have said, we're not going to name the MVP trophy.
Yeah, you know what, Rob? I was during the break, I was legitimately thinking about which award they could make up or finagle to fit LeBron.
Do they have one?
Because they gave them all up. The only one I could think of would have been the scoring title, but I don't think LeBron's ever even won the scoring title. He might finish as the all-time leading scorer,
right?
But I don't know if he's ever actually won a scoring title.
And what did MJ do with 10 years in
something
a row?
Something like that. I think even
that would be phony.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
Because MJ won a 10
years. It'd be even more, almost as phony as MJ being the MVP award
whatever.
When Kareem's got more.
Man.
All right, we got time for our buddy Marty in Kentucky. Marty, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's up, fellas?
How you?
I love this subject. All right. I'm going to tell you, this has brought the Kobe fans out of the woodwork. They've gotten their feelings hurt a little bit, but when you go to 7 finals and you only win 2 finals MVP, I don't want to hear it. Now, LeBron, I'm going to hit a subject that has always bothered me. LeBron fans love to say that LeBron makes his teammates better. LeBron only makes his teammates' stats better because they show how his teams, how bad they are when he leaves them. Well, and they talk about how good the Bulls were when Jordan left them. Well, if you really make your teammates better, if you really make them better, they'll still be good when you leave.
Thank you.
And that's the only point I got to make.
No doubt, Marty. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. 877-99 on Fox.
So what you're saying is Scottie Pippen is only good because of Michael Jordan.
No, that's not true.
That sounds exactly like what he's saying. All right, we got time for one more quickly. TJ's in California. TJ, you're in the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you, TJ?
Hey, I got to agree with Rob G. I think it should be Kareem. I think Kareem has a better record. If you look at their stats, he's got the chips. He even has more assists than Michael Jordan.
Oh.
So I would go with Kareem over LeBron.
TJ, really? Really? I mean, I'm not dissing Kareem's career. It's not. If you look at college, high school, and pro, he's the best player ever.
There's nobody comparable.
Okay, but not in the NBA. There were years. Go look. When he was making the movie Airplane, and he was and go look at the joke that they make about, imagine, you remember the joke in
carrying
there?
Busting my buns, carrying him up and down the court, something like that.
Elgin Baylor or somebody
like that.
He's naming, I'm carrying him up and down the court. You remember that?
Right.
I mean, that just tells you right there, they're making a joke about his career.
Why are you dissing Airplane, Rob?
I'm not. That's one of my favorite movies. But it's a line about his career in there. Can we be honest?
That's true.
All right. We got Super Bowl champ Greg Jennings coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
The award that one person thinks that LeBron should get.
So what'd you make of, was it Evan Turner?
Evan Turner saying, let me read the tweet so that America knows what we're talking about. You know, it was in response to the awards that we were talking about, and he says, quote, if we ever have a bubble championship again, then that specific trophy should be named after LeBron.
Wow.
What a jerk. Look, Evan Turner, this is something that not only applies to basketball, but I think it applies to all walks of life. If you're working in at Ralph's, you know, grocery store, and you're the assistant manager, I don't want to hear the guy in the back who does boxes talking crap about what kind of job he's doing. If you work in radio and your numbers are not as good as the show you're talking about, you probably shouldn't talk about him. Evan Turner in his career, 9-4-3. He's been to the conference finals twice. One of them he never played. The other one, I believe they got swept in. Like, Evan Turner, where do you get the audacity to say something like that about LeBron James when, at best, you are an NBA journeyman?
Yeah, but Rob G, let me say this. How about when the NBA gave players a right to vote for the NBA All-Star
sure.
game? Do you mm-hmm. remember that?
I do.
And how many players did not vote for LeBron James to play in an exhibition game but for the All-Star? No, I'm asking you.
Yeah, that's fine.
What does that say? I'm asking you, okay. Is that pure jealousy or does that say something about LeBron? Seriously.
It says that a lot of those guys voted for their own teammates. It's why
there's 400 players in the league.
Yep.
128 did not vote for LeBron
James.
How
many of them didn't vote for Kevin Durant?
No, I get that. But my point is LeBron is bigger than Kevin Durant.
Sure.
And you tell me, you think if Michael Jordan, if it was the same thing, 128 players would not vote for Michael Jordan? I'm asking you.
Yeah.
That many?
Well, maybe not, but a lot of them would because they don't like him.
Okay.
It's no secret that Michael Jordan wasn't the most liked guy in the NBA.
I agree with that, but it says something about LeBron here where 128 of his peers
sure.
wouldn't vote for him for the All-Star game. All I'm saying, Rob G, and you know I say he's the second best player.
Right.
So I give him his respect on what he's been able to accomplish.
Sure.
He's just not MJ.
That's fine. But don't you think with Evan Turner saying something like this or tweeting it, that that is inherently disrespectful?
Sure. I mean, I'll give you that. But that's some sentiment that's out there. And I'm not surprised that it came out, is what I'm saying, is that there is some sentiment. And you know this, like there's a lot of guys in this league and past players who love Kobe way more than LeBron.
Yep.
And Kobe doesn't have close to the numbers or the
resume
accolades,
is not
right?
even close.
It's not even close. Yeah. But they, if you ask them, they would take Kobe any day over LeBron.
I would take Kobe any day over LeBron.
See, why?
Because just his style of play, his skill level, I would rather have Kobe. And it's not disrespecting LeBron. It's, you know, it's to the same way that you're saying I'd rather have Jordan than LeBron. It's not to say that LeBron sucks or that he's not worthy of being in the discussion. It's just a matter of personal preference and what you look for in the eye of the beholder. But it's one thing for you to say you have some joke about LeBron James. He should have the what was it? The one about building the statue. It's going to be him with a basketball and
a suitcase, right? Yeah. In the other hand.
Like, that's funny. That's a joke, right? Evan Turner, I don't think he was trying to be funny. I think, it, you know, like, I'm sure it was meant to be a joke, but I think he really meant it. Like, he really felt like that championship doesn't count or it shouldn't count. It should be an asterisk kind of championship. And that's the only kind of respect I'm going to give LeBron James is the Mickey Mouse asterisk trophy.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who are who won't let that go, that's right. The championship. Especially, this is what hurts LeBron. Would you admit this? That they haven't made the playoffs in the other 3 years that he's been here.
Yeah.
I mean, like he won that championship in the bubble, but the other 3 years have been disasters.
Right. Well, most of it because of injury.
Well, but also the first year, remember he said, what was it? Deactivated. You remember
playoff
that?
Playoff mode activated. Yeah, that didn't work out good.
No,
it did not.
And then, so there have been those moments and whatnot. Do we have Greg Jennings now? All right, let's hop on with Greg for a couple minutes.
Let's do it.
Greg Jennings.
Hey, Greg, welcome to the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob GM for Chris. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. My apologies, my guy.
No sweat. Good. Hey, let's get to the basketball real quick. I'm saying to Rob G that the NBA has spoken by naming the MVP trophy after Michael Jordan. They're basically saying he is the GOAT. They're not going to wait for LeBron's career to be completed, for him to pass Kareem, for him to win two or three more chances. They just believe Michael Jordan is that guy. He is the GOAT. Am I wrong?
No, I agree 100%. You don't get a trophy named after you unless they hold you in high regard. Like, that's just who he is. It's always been who he is. Don't get me wrong. We all know the career that LeBron has had. And I believe at some point he will have a trophy named after him. But for the MVP, the most valuable player, it's the most distinguished award that a individual player can receive. And his name is Michael Jordan now. Like, that just, it speaks volumes.
But, Greg, don't you think if they're going to have an MVP award, shouldn't it be named after the guy who has the most MVPs? Which would be Kareem?
No!
I understand that. I could listen to that argument. But when he's currently playing, you're not going to name an award and give it and have him playing currently. Like, that's just not going to happen.
But what they could have done, Greg, if they really believed that LeBron should have that, is they could have waited. There's no timetable to do this.
Yes,
do you know what? This is year 20. Rob G, they could wait 3 years or whatever, or wait for Bronny not to make the league and then LeBron to retire.
Come on. What does Bronny have to do with anything?
I'm just saying. All right.
You're mean-spirited.
I'm not. All right, Greg. Let's talk some NFL. And this coming weekend is a big game. The Lions and the Jets. I think the Jets need that game more from where they are. What do you expect in New York in that game? How big is that? And the line is even, so they're saying it's an even game, which says something about the Lions because most home teams get 3 points.
Absolutely. So the Jets definitely need it more for me because I feel like I'm one of those Lion guys it's secretly that I'm rooting for them to make the playoffs. And I need them to run the table. But it is definitely – this game will decide whether or not one of these teams makes it or not, in my opinion. If the Jets they just have – at this stage in the season, you got to have a quarterback. Mike White has done a tremendous job. They don't keep him on his feet. They don't keep his jersey clean. If that doesn't happen, they have no chance, although their defense is phenomenal. Detroit, they can score points. Their defense is terrible. So, for me, I lean Detroit just because they can put up points in a multitude of ways.
I want to say this. Jared Goff got disrespected a lot when he left L.A. They made it like he was a Raggedy Andy. And this guy was a Pro Bowler twice, Greg. Go look at his numbers. That offense that he ran the year they went to the Super Bowl was like the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL. And they made it like he was nothing. I mean, I know that they didn't like the performance in the Super Bowl, but this guy can play, can he?
He can play, and I think I thought you were going to mention the NFC Player of the Week being Baker Mayfield. I thought it was disrespectful to Jared Goff.
Right.
Because of the win that he had against the second-best team in the conference, against the Vikings at home, he puts up 330 yards, three touchdowns. Like, they win the game, and you give it to a team that's 4-50,
No, I agree. But that's a disrespect for Jared Goff.
Yards. Yeah, I thought that was very disrespectful to him, and it stems back to just the narrative that was shaped when he was with the Rams.
Greg, last one for me. We had Jalen Hurts as the MVP front runner, and then you got Micah Parsons saying on a podcast yesterday, you know, I don't know if it's him or if it's the team, and then to a bigger point, any questions that people have about the Eagles moving forward is always like, well, if Jalen Hurts plays well in the playoffs, they can do something. Why does there seem to be this doubt surrounding Jalen Hurts?
Despite what he's put
up. Exactly. He's going to win the MVP.
The numbers are tremendous.
Why are people not big believers in him?
Because he's not your traditional quarterback. He's not the one that's just swinging it around the field, throwing for 4,000 or 5,000 yards and 40 touchdown passes. Like, it's anytime you have a skill set and your skill set leans more towards you being a running style of a quarterback, you just don't get that respect. What he provides to that team, if you take that away, you put another quarterback in that system, it looks completely different. I'm not saying that they wouldn't be successful, but they wouldn't be the dynamic team that they are because of his ability to run. He's integral part of who they are running the ball. And as far as a pocket passer, he's proven that he can make every throw and he can be accurate. I love everything that he's done. I have Patrick Mahomes ahead of him simply because Patrick Mahomes, he is, in my analogy, a boxing champion. Like, he has won that award before. So in order for you to knock off someone who is right there neck and neck, You gotta show me something. And he is he's swinging, and he's taking punches and body shots, head shots. Every time he steps on the field, Jalen Hurts is. But anytime Patrick Mahomes takes a shot, it's like, oh, yep, that's why he's still on top. But Jalen Hurts, if he continues to play like this, he is going to be the MVP.
Yeah, I think Patrick hurt himself with that bad game this past week. I'm not saying the season's over. Those three picks in that game, I think, pushed Jalen Hurts ahead. But anyway, Greg, we appreciate you as always. Thanks, my man.
Absolutely.
Thanks, all right. Man. Yep. All right. Draymond Green is at it again. Yes, he is. We'll talk about that next. Plus, Shekel City. I won some cash last night. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
To make a couple bucks in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, Rob Parker, Rob G, in for Chris Broussard. And fellas, you know it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me. A gentle, easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Rob G.
Yes, Rob.
It's time for Shekel City. Shekel City.
To Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against
against the spread.
Rob G, your Lakers with that crazy comeback hurt me last night. Stopped me from $350 because the Celtics should have won by more than 4 points. They had to fight back.
They should have lost outright.
I know, they came back and they win it by four, which was a push. So last night I was 2-0-1. Still was good for $179 at the winner's table. I'll take it. Here we go for tonight on Shekel City. Let's start here. Rob G, I have the Hornets minus 4.5 against the hapless Pistons. You know, every time I bet against the Pistons, they wind up winning.
Right.
So I got the Hornets minus 4.5. It's down in Charlotte. I also have the Hawks minus 2.5. And, of course, the Magic are out to a big lead. Crazy. And I got the Heat minus 2.5 at the Thunder. So the Hornets, Hawks, and Heat, all the H's right there, H times three. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, Rob G. So
your buddy Draymond Green.
Yes, let's go there.
Friend of the show, Detroit native, I guess, area.
No, he's from
Saginaw, Michigan.
Yes.
Which is close to Detroit, I think. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But
it's not close, but it's,
whatever.
It's in the
in any way. Him and Rob are basically best friends.
Yeah, right. I don't know about
and
all
he
that.
Continues to say things that just don't make any sense to us. Now, last night, late in the Warriors blowout loss to the Bucks, he got a fan ejected because he said that the fan made a death threat to him. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what Draymond said. And then he was asked about it after the game, and he said the reason why incidents like this keep happening is because there's no real consequences for fans who get out of line of games. Your thoughts, Rob?
So file a police report if he had a death threat. I mean, Draymond is overdramatic. Most of the time, fans get overzealous. The penalty, they didn't break any laws. They're overzealous. You know what you do? Rob G, you throw them out, and you don't let them come to any more games. How's that? What else do you want? Now, if the guy comes down and is throwing haymakers, you arrest the guy, right?
Right.
And file charges. Let's not get over. I just, like really? You got to go through a metal detector to get into an arena today.
Right.
So what death threat was it really? That really?
Right. Now, I'm with you. I agree that the fans have gotten a little unruly over the years, and it's in bad taste. I totally agree with that. But I don't know what else you expect these leagues to do other than to kick them out, suspend them, ban them for life. Like, what, you want them to go to jail because they were mean to you?
Right. Or you know, like, players now, you can't even – I hear players all the time. I don't know how home team fans would boo their fans. I would boo their team.
Why are you bringing up Russell Westbrook?
If I was a player, if I was a fan, I would never boo my home team. What if the Lakers blew a big lead to the Celtics last night?
Well,
I mean, stop it, Rob G. Stop. You have a right to boo, don't you? Yes,
absolutely.
I can boo.
Yes.
If you want to appreciate the cheers, you have to accept the boos.
Yep.
That's how it goes.
I agree with that. And if whatever is said, again, I don't know if they're whatever this fan said to Draymond, but whatever they said, if it's not a crime in public,
right,
then it shouldn't be a crime as Draymond wants it to be in the arena. Get him kicked out. Get him suspended. End of story.
No doubt. All right. Hour number two of The Odd Couple. Stick and stay.
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought
in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.